Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Holt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Moran. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to second. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. May moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hairman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Santo trying to get to home. Braun throws the ball into Borgman, who tags Santo, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hairston moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell strikes out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen fields the ball and throws to Moran covering. Safe. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gomez. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Santo applying the tag. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Borgman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kelly moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. May moves to second. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melton. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Melton steals second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin strikes out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairmon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gomez bunts towards the mound. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. Terrell moves to second. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terrell moves to third. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Heil reaches second base with a double. Terrell scores. Carew goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin is hit by the pitch. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Darwin moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darwin moves to third. Borgman moves to second. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Ken Tatum now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skip Pitlock now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braun strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sergio Ferrer now playing shortstop. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ferrer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Carew steals second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carew moves to third. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Carew scores. Heil moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. Heil moves to third. One out. Joe Liss pinch hits for Jim Holt. Wayne Granger now pitching. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Darwin moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heil scores. Darwin scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Twins. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Borgman moves to second. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Liss now playing first base. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Bucky Dent. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ferrer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hermann scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Bill Campbell now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Leon now playing shortstop. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to second. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Granger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Braun now playing center field. Larry Heil now playing left field. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Santo reaches second base with a double. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hairston bunts towards the mound. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Tony Muser pinch hits for Eddie Leon. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kelly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Dick Allen now playing second base. Ron Santo now playing shortstop. Cy Acosta now pitching. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Darwin is hit by the pitch. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-1 in the game. Liss bunts towards the mound. Acosta fields it and throws to first for the out. Darwin moves to second. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Terrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly, who is chasing the ball. Terrell reaches third base with a triple. Darwin scores. It's 6-4, Twins. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferrer takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ferrer. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Ferrer steals second. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen misplays the ball. That's an error on Allen. Terrell scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. May is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bry. Melton reaches second base with a double. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. It's 7-5, Twins. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.